In the Tefillah of Ala Nisim that we say in Nishmane Esrei, we say Rapta es Rivam, Danto es Dinam, Nakanto es Nikmasam. We have such a similar expression in the bracha that we recite after the conclusion of Mikra Megillah. Harabis Ribeinim Adonis Dineinim Ahnoikem es Nikmasenu. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik said he once as a child was visiting in Brisk, and his grandfather Rav Chaim held a drasha on Shabbos Chanukah. And he said that, commenting on these three expressions, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions in three different roles. Rafta Sriva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as the Baldin, Titaina, on behalf of the Jewish people. Danto as Dinam, he acts as the Dayan, as the Shofet, to Paskin. And Akamtas Nikmasam, he acts as the Shoter, to usually have to have Shoftim or Shotrim. So the Shofet Paskins, they didn't tire the dying, and the Shoter is the one who has to see to it that the punishment is meted out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as all three. And Rav Chaim commented on a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, where the Medrash points out there seems to be a contradiction between two psukim and Novi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world, does he judge in a sitting position or in a standing position? One pasuk says, Nitzav La'ariv Hashem, the Rabbanu Shalom stands in the judgment, and then the other pasuk says, I already forgot what the second pasuk is, that he sits. The Gemara says, "Kambi Yisrael, kambi u'masoylam." So pasuk pshat in the Medrash is the following. The Gemara in Erevin has a machloikas when you come to a bezin to have a hataras nadorim. Is it necessary for the bezin to be in a sitting position? Well, can they do Ataris Dharma in a standing position? And the normal Dintara, the Bezin, has to be in a sitting position because they need Yishuv Adas. The Machlokes by Ataris and Dharma is whether Poschem Macharata, Rein Poschem Macharata, that's how the Gemara says. Poschem Macharata means it's easy to be Mata Nera. All you need is the guy who says, Hab Charata that I ever took the Nera. Right? Easy enough. So what do you have to be in a sitting position for that? That's 1, 2, 3. But if you all day Poschem Macharata, you need a Pesach. Pesach is already a complicated story. So for that, you have to have yeshiva. So the posh pshat in the teretz of the Medrash is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Tumas HaOlam, he sits, because he's going to sit with a lot of yeshiva das, and he's going to punish them for all of the averes that they do. And the other posh, Nitzav L'Riva Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands, that's when he judges Bnei Yisrael, because he's not going to be some ayin. He's going to give us a superficial judgment. Is not going to look, not going to keep on investigating so deeply all of the averes that we do. I think that's what the standard Meforshim learn on the Medrash. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Chaim had a different interpretation, that Kam Yisrael, Kam B'Masoilom, the din is in the Gemara, that the Baladinim have to, it says, V'yomdu Shnei Hanoshim, Mashal HaEm HaRiv, Livnei Hashem. So the Gemara Shavuos learns, V'yomdu Shnei Hanoshim, Ela Baladinim. No, V'yomdu Shnei Hanoshim, Ela Shnei Ho'edim. Shalahem Hariv, Ela Baladinim. Livnei Hashem, Ela Adayonim. So you need Amida on the Baladinim and on the Edim, and the Bezna has to be Yeshiva. So the Pasuk says, Nitzav L'Riv Hashem, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the Jewish people, first the Rebbe Shalom acts as the Toein on our behalf. He acts as the Baldin. So the Baladinim have to be Ba'amida. When he judges Umasalim, he doesn't act as the Baldin. Whatever Daltaina, Daltaina. He only acts as the Shofet. So the Shofet has to be B'yeshiva. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu act whenever the Dintar is about the Avlus that Umas Olam did to the Bnei Yisrael? Why does he function as a Toein, as a Baldin? So I think Rav Soloveitchik said three reasons. I remember two out of the three, Roiv. So I think one explanation was that we don't even know what the Avlus saw that Umas Olam did to us. They killed so many Jews, we don't even know how many Jews they killed. The Nazis killed 6 million Jews according to their calculation that they kept records of. They killed more than 6 million Jews that they didn't keep records of. There were Yekas that they kept records of 6 million people. But there were, I remember after the war, when I was a little boy growing up, they said the Nazis killed 9 million Jews. There were more. And throughout all the generations, there were murderers, and then they destroyed so many Svarim, that so much Torah was ruined. There's so many Talmid HaChacham who were killed and could have developed so much Torah. So the Bnei Yisrael, when there's a din of Taninim, we learned in Perek Elanah, there's a din of Taninim. Whenever the Baldin is a La Bartaina, either a Kotin Tanina Lisamim or Tanina Lekuchas. Whenever the Baldin is a lot bar tiny, he doesn't know enough about the case to answer Taina, so then the Gemara says, Psach Pichalo Ilim, Tanina. So one suggestion was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think he said Rab Chaim gave three explanations why, so I remember two out of the three. So one explanation was HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to act as the Baldin to Taina on our behalf because we don't even know what to Taina. We don't even know all the obelisks that the Umas Olam did. Then he said another suggestion I seem to remember was that all the anti-Semitism is really a merit against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when there's a Din Torah about the fact that Umas Olam mistreated Bnei Yisrael, it's really, the Rabbanu Shalom is really the Baldin. They're really attacking him. Indirectly, to attack the Rabbanu Shalom, the way to do it indirectly is to attack the Bnei Yisrael. Pretty sure there was a third explanation also, but that I forgot right now. I may have printed it in one of my swarm. I don't know, I gotta take a look. So that was the suggestion, the three expressions that Raptus Rivam Dantas Dinam Nakamtas Dingbos, and Kodesh Baruch Hu functions as the Baldin to Taina on our behalf, then Dantas Dinam, he functions as the Dayan, then the Kamtas Dingbos, and he functions as the Shoter as well. Then Rav Soloveitchik said he heard from Rav Chaim, I think on the same occasion, Pshat in the Haftarah, the Navi Zechariah had a nevuah of the Kohen Gadol, Yeshua Kohen Gadol, and he envisioned him in the Mara HaNevuah that he's wearing begodim tzoim. And then they said, Hasira habegodim hatzoim, halbeisha eschor machlo tzos. Going to take off the dirty begodim and they're going to give him clean begodim. What is that all about? So if I'm not mistaken, Rashi on Zechariah quotes from the Medrash, the begodim hatzoim means something separate from his body. The begodim are something that you wear on your body. So this is referring to the fact that the children of Yeshua Kohen Gadol were intermarried. The Pesukim say in Ezra that a lot of people were intermarried at that time, and Ezra had a whole campaign to get them to divorce their Goyish wives. So what does God do with Yeshua Kohen Gadol? So he said, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol says three times Vidui. The first time he says, Chippa Bada Bad Besa Besa Zuishto, he has to be married with Nisuin. That's basically Zuishna Zonim Zun. That's the first Mishnah in Yuma. And the Tesis Shonim on the side of the Daf on Beis Amud Aleph is Mesupik, whether the Kohen Gadol is being married is Likuva, it's only Lahatchila. He says that you may get the impression from the Mishnah that it's even Makibidi Yevit. So the first Vidu is Chib about Beso Beis Zuishna. Second Vidu is Ba'ad Echav HaKohanim. And the third Vidu is Ba'ad Kol Klal Yisrael. So Beis Zuishto refers to the wife. He has to be married. Does he have to have children? No. Doesn't say he has to have children. What if he does have children? Are they considered Beisel? So if I'm not mistaken, Rav Soloveitchik said that there's a Mishnah LaMelech on the Ramam and Hilchas Avodim where he talks about Eved Nirtza. So he talks about Es Ishti Be'ezbonai. So the Mishnah Melech says something, I think he raises this issue. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to have children on Yom Kippur, he has to be married. It's called Beisel Zuishta if he's married, but if he has children, so they're also included in Beisel. Like a Nerisha Beisel. Nerisha Beisel only goes to the husband and the wife, Ayotze with the same Hadlok, and if he has children, they're not included. Beisel Shalodim is the wife and the children, the whole family is included. So true, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to have children, but if he does have children, then Kalal in the Pasuk, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Zerach Hashem Te'eva. Pasuk in Tilim, Zerach Hashem Te'eva. That if an Apikoros brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to accept it. So if he had, Yeshua Kohen Gadol had children who were intermarried, and we usually assume that a Jew who marries a non-Jewish woman is considered like Shmat. So he wouldn't be able, Yeshua Kohen Gadol wouldn't be able to function as the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, because he has to say, Vida v'chippa bada bad beisai. He had a wife and he had children. So if he wouldn't have children, it wouldn't be a problem. But if he has children, and they're mishumadim, and they're apikursim, so then we have it in Zerach Hashem Te'eva. So the korban can't be offered on behalf of the people who are rishon. So that's what the Navi, Zechariah, was shown by Nevuah, that before Yom Kippur will come, they will already divorce their Goyish wives and the issue will be straightened out. That's how Rab Chaim interpreted the Pshat and that Medrash. I think Rashi on the Novi quotes that probably in the Alkut Shemani and that Pasuk. Then Rab Soloveitchik said over the pshat that's Yadua b'shem Rab Chaim. That was printed in different svarim about the Mara Hanavua, that there were two olive trees, Shnaim Zesim, and the two olive trees represent Shnei B'nei HaYitzer, that's in the next parak in Zechariah. Shnei B'nei HaYitzer means the two olive oil men. Who are the two olive oil men? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash Yalkut Shemayni, one is the Kohen Gadol who is Moshech B'Shem and Amishcha, and one is the Melech from the Malchei Beis David. They both need Moshech B'Shem and Amishcha. So the Navi Zechariah sees a vision of the two olive trees representing Kohuna Gdoilo and Malchus Beis David, and the olives are falling down by themselves and falling into a contraption and squeezing out by themselves, and there's a big gula, a big pool of olive oil. Everything happens by itself, and then there's a golden menorah shel zov, a beautiful golden menorah, and then this pool of olive oil divides itself into 49 streams. Seven streams of oil flow into each one of the seven cups on top of the menorah, and you have the 49 streams. So this represents a tkufa, a golden era of Beis HaMikdash, and everything goes automatically. Everything goes v'gishmit. Everything happens beautifully. So the Navi asks the Malach HaDoiv HaBoma El Adoni. It doesn't correspond to reality. He's holding that by building the second Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have any Shemen HaMishcha. And the Kohanim Gedolim became appointed through Meruba B'gadim. And the one Malachim from the Malchei Beis David. The Bais Rishon ended the Malchei Beis David. The one Malachim from Malchei Beis David. So yes, it doesn't correspond to reality. And it wasn't a golden era of a beautiful Beis HaMikdash where everything happened by itself. The whole Bais Sheni was full of machlekes from day number one. There was machlekes all along between the Tzukim and the Prushim. In fact, the Mefarshim on the Mishnah in the last parak in Bracha says, "Mishikil kol haminim." When the Apikursim started to tumult, they didn't believe in Olam Habo. So the Chachamim introduced that in the Beis Hamikdash. Whenever you say a Bracha, Chayin and Ados, in the Shmona Esrei, Masach Shchanos Alatim, whatever, Masach Shchanos Alatim, they probably didn't say in the Beis Hamikdash. That's a bad example. Okay. Okay. So instead of just saying Baruch Atah Hashem, they would say Baruch Atah Hashem Min Ha'olam Yad Ha'olam Chayin Hados Min Ha'olam Yad Ha'olam Rav Yechoy Le'am Yisrael. They would always mention Min Ha'olam Yad Ha'olam because the Tzukim, the Minim, Mishikil Kol Ha'Minim, they didn't believe in Olam Abba, so they felt they had to be Mechazigit. So when was that? When was Mishikil Kol Ha'Minim? So the Mefarshim in the back of the Gemara point out on that Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Arai, that was day number one in the Bais Sheni. The trouble began already from the first day of the Bais Sheni. Psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah, I think. So the whole Bais Sheni period was full of machlokes. So the Navi Zechariah tells the Malach HaDoiv HaBoi, he sees this image, it doesn't correspond to reality. That's not, we're building Bais Sheni now, this doesn't correspond. So the Malach tells him back, Halo Yadaita, but you do know what it is. So he says, yeah, I know what it's supposed to represent, but it doesn't correspond to reality. So that's when he tells him, Loi b'chai v'loi b'chach, kim beruchi. What does that mean, Loi b'chai v'loi b'chach? So Rav Chaim interpreted, that's the famous pshat of Rav Chaim, that's quoted in different svarim. Chaim interpreted based on the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, where the Rambam explains why was it that the Kedusha Rishon of Eretz Yisrael that was instituted by Yeshua ben Nun, how come at the end of the Bais Rishon period, the whole Kedusha was batla, and during the 70 years of Golas Babel, there was no Kedusha Saaretz. And then the Kedusha Shnia that was instituted by Ezra and Nehemiah, that was Loi Batla. That's how most of the Rishonim assume. Kedusha Shnia was Loi Batla. So the Rambam explains, because the Kedusha Rishonim was based on Kibush, it took Sheva Shekavsha 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and Sheva Shechilku, and the Chalukah Sa'aretz, Lishvatim, and Lemishpachas, and the Yechidim is the Gemara of the Kibush. So since the Kedusha Sa'aretz rested on the Kibush, so when the Kibush was undone, so the Kedusha Sa'aretz disappeared, vanished into thin air. Mashenik came to Kedusha Nishnia was Labachal Velabachach. It wasn't based on Kibush at all. Kim Beruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's going to be Masher Shechinasai in Eretz Yisrael. Since the Kedusha Shnia didn't rest on Kibush, so it couldn't be undone when the Kibush was undone. The Kibush was erst in the days of the Hashmonaim. That was the first time they had a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. So they did the Kibush. Hashmonaim did the Kibush. Hashmonaim was the last 210 years before the Churban Bais Sheni. There were centuries before. So since the Kedusha Shnia was not Ayidei Kibush, so it wasn't undone Ayidei Kibush. So that's what Rav Chaim interpreted that's what the Malach answered Zechariah HaNavi, I'm showing you a vision of the Bayis HaShlishi. So the Navi says, what does it help Bayis HaShlishi? But the people are depressed now. We're building Bayis Sheni, and it's missing so many things. So the Malach tells him, no, the Kedusha Shniya is not going to be butler later on. The Kedusha Shniya will be a Hemshech. It'll continue on. And the Bayis HaShlishi will be a Hemshech of the Bayis HaSheni. Bayis HaSheni was not a Hemshech of the Bayis Rishon. And in the Rishonim, I think Rabbi Nechilmi Paris, when Rabbi Kook passed away, so the Machon Harry Fischel in Eretz Yisrael had big Talmid Chachamim, so they put out a volume, a Likot of Rishonim, on the third Perek of Moed Katan, on the Perek Elam Agalchon. Could be it's on all of Moed Katan, but I know it's on the third Perek on Hilchas Avelos. So one of the Rishonim there is Rabbi Nechilmi Paris. I think he interprets in the Gemara there. The Gemara there in Elam Megalchin, the third Perek Moed Katan, is commenting on the pasuk in Yecheskel that says when the Kohanim will come to the Beis Hamikdash and they want to be makir karbonis, so the din requires that the Kohen has to bring a menchas chinuch. It's machlokes harishayim based on two girsas in the Teres Kohanim. What if the Kohen will be makir karbonis before he offers a menchas chinuch? Will you say the avodas psula b'diavad, or is it only lachatchila? So that's a machlokes harishayim, simply two girsas in the Teres Kohanim. Whether it says it's kosher b'diavad or it's possible b'diavad. But l'chatchila for sure, the Kohen is supposed to bring a minchas chinuch before he's allowed to be makir karbonis. So what would be the din if there was a Kohen who's 85 years old, he brought a minchas chinuch in the Bayis Rishon, then the Bayis Rishon was charev, and he's still around, and he wants to come to the Bayis Sheni. He wants to be makir karbonis. Is the Bayis Sheni a hemshech of the Bayis Rishon? So there's no need for him to bring a second minchas chinuch, or they say, no, it's not a hemshech. So that's what the... I think Rabbi Chilmi Paris learns that the Gemara interpreted Pshat in Yecheskel Anavi. Yecheskel Anavi says when the Kohanim come, they have to bring a Menchas Chinuch. That's a Din HaChumash. So Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, the Navi Yecheskel is reviewing the Din HaChumash. So Rabbi Chilmi Paris says, no, he's not chazering over the Din HaChumash. He's telling you a Psak Halacha that the Kohanim who are 85 years old, who already brought a Menchas Chinuch in the Bayis Rishon, will have to bring a Menchas Chinuch in the Bayis Sheni. Because Bayis Sheni is not a hemshech of the Bayis Rishon. When they destroyed the first Beis Hamikdash, the pasuk says in Al Naris Babel, Oru Ad HaYisaybo, they utterly destroyed everything. So the Bayis Sheni was not a hemshech, but the Bayis Shlishi will be a hemshech of the Bayis Sheni. So if you'll have a Kohen who's 2,000 years old, and he brought him in Haschinach and the Bayis Sheni, when they'll build a Bayis HaShlishi, he'll be able to bring karbonis. We won't find such a Kohen, but he'll be able to bring karbonis without a need for bringing another men Haschinach. The Bayis HaShlishi will be Hemshech of the Bayis HaSheni. So that's what the Malach explains to the Navi Zechariah. Loi b'cha v'loi b'cha kim beruchi. I'm showing you a vision of the third Beis HaMikdosh, which will be a Hemshech of the second. And then the Pasuk says, the next Pasuk says, v'hotzi yeso Eben HaRosha, shuas chen chen lo. So the Pasha B'shat is that they laid the cornerstone, Eben HaRosha, for the building of the Beis of the Bayis HaSheni. They put in the cornerstone. So Rav Soloveitchik added on, I think this was not from Rav Chaim. I think this he added on. Hotzi Eben HaRosha, maybe what it means is that the whole building of the second Beis HaMikdash was a cornerstone for the third Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's what that pasuk means. So this he heard from Rav Chaim. Yeah?
Doesn't Rambam say that the Kedusha of the Machon HaMikdash, the Kedusha Shechina, was never bottled even from the first to the second?
Right. Ravelvelos, they have, when they printed this, so they write that Ravelvelos Soloveitchik thought that it didn't fit in well, because the Rambam himself says that the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash from the days of Shlomo HaMelech was never batlum. The Ravid says not so. The Ravid writes that he leaves out half of the story, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he already knew from the days of the Chet HaMeraglim that the first Beis HaMikdash will be Chorev. So he was only Mekadosh et Lizman, and that there is such a thing. It's a chiddush that there is such a thing to be Mekadosh. If I say Harem Mekadoshesli on a trial basis for a year, at the end of the year, marriage should fall apart. So there is no such thing. The Mor says in Dorim, the Kedusha loy paka b'chdi, and Kedusha Isha is also like Kedusha loy paka b'chdi. So that's a chiddush that Ravid writes, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place, HaMikdash, he knew it was also Le'echarev. And then Yedeo Haya Ezra, that's where the Ravid writes in Hilchos Beis HaBchira. Yedeo Haya Ezra, when he built the Bayis Sheni, knew that it was Asid Le'Choreb. So it was only Mekadoshet L'Zman. And then when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, and there'll be Mekadoshet, so it'll have even a greater Kedusha than the Bayis Rishon had. The Ravid argues this out. He says, if it's like the Rambam says, that the Kedusha that was endowed to the Mokum, Kedusha's Mokum that was accomplished by Shlomo HaMelech, lasted through the Bayis Sheni and is going to continue with the Bayis Shlishi, so how can it exceed? How can the Kedusha of the Bayis Shlishi exceed the Kedusha of the Bayis Sheni and the Kedusha of the Bayis Rishon? So the Ravid says, it's not going to be a Hemshech, it's going to be a new Kedusha. The Bayis Shlishi is going to be a new Kedusha. That's how the Ravid says. That's in disagreement with the Ramsah. That's what they quote in parentheses. They printed this to Atara from Aprayim. So they said the Radov was bothered with the Kasha. How do you say the Bayis Shlishi will be Hemshech of the Bayis Sheni? Because Kedusha Shnia was Kitchalosilov. That's Kedusha Shnia, Kitchalosilov. That's for Kedusha Sa'aretz, not for Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara puts the two together. The Gemara Megillah Daf Yud equates what the Kitchalosilova, like Kitchalosilova, regarding Beis HaMikdash, regarding Ayaras HaMakof Eschayma, regarding Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the Gemara puts it together. But the Tesis on that Daf, on Daf Yud in Megillah, quotes Rab Chaim Kohen, who says there's room to distinguish. You can be Mechalik, you can say in either direction. Take, for example, the Rambam holds that Rambam holds that during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, there was Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, and Eretz Yisrael didn't have Kedusha. So it was Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash and Chutz La'aretz. Yerushalayim didn't have a Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. And the Ravid holds the opposite today. You have Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael's Kitchalosi Lovai, and the Kedusha's HaMikdash was Batla. So the Rambam and the Ravid both agree with the Rab Chaim Kohen. It's not Toli Zebizet. The Gemara usually puts the two together. The Gemara never distinguishes between Kitchalosi Lovai, topic of the Beis HaMikdash, and Kitchalosi Lovai, topic of Eretz Yisrael. Rab Chaim Kohen and Tosis proves that there were Tanoim and Amoraim who clearly do distinguish. We see both the Rambam and the Ravid distinguish between Kedushas HaMikdash and Kedushas Ha'aretz. That was Rav Velvel's Taina against this Pshat. What he's saying, Levechai v'levechai kim beruchi, that goes on Kedushas Ha'aretz. So therefore the Bayis Shlishi is a Hemshech of the Bayis Sheni, but according to the Rambam, the Bayis Sheni was a Hemshech of the Bayis Rishon also. Okay, so Taina. It's still good Pshat. He can still say the Pshat.
We said that we can't make a Kedusha for a certain amount of time?
That's the problem. The Gemara in the Dorim, and Daf Chav Tes, sounds like you say, Hareza Oila Lamed Yom, so once it's an Oila, it remains an Oila.
So what about Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses? When you say, like,
Altanai,
like, when you build it, if you make an
Altanai,
you're allowed to sell it.
I don't know, we don't understand the Beis HaMikdash Gufa. The Ravid is problematic on the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban in Shavuos also agrees halacha l'maaseh with the Ravid against the Ramban. There's no kedusha in the makam hamikdash b'zman hazeh, but he doesn't say because of the Ravid's reason. The Ravid says the reason why there was no kedusha is based on hamikdash the 70 years of Golas Bavel, and after the Churban Bayis Sheni there was no kedusha hamikdash because v'lechatchila demoni mikadoshet l'zman. The Ramban doesn't write like that. The Ramban says you have the pasuk bo b'pritzi mechilalu. It's also in Yecheskel. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis quotes that pasuk Abol Bapritz Mechilu to explain why did the Chashmona have to make a new mizbech? Why did they have new mizbech? It goes on. It says Shishik Tzuman Sheyavon. The Misyavnim used the mizbech, either the Yavonim, the Goyish Yavonim, or the Jewish Misyavnim. That's a question who. So the Anshe Yavon used the mizbech for Avodah Zarah purposes. Once he's used Avodah Zarah purposes, he's not allowed to use it for Lashamayim. So they had to take apart the old Mizbech and they put the Avonim in a special Lishka in the Azara, and then they had to make a new Mizbech. So the Gemara asked, but we have a klal, ein al mosad dovash ein shaloi. You're going to come into my house and I'm going to have a bookcase and you're going to bow down to my bookcase and you're going to designate it as a deity so you can become asaba. No, you can ask my furniture. What happened to the rule, ein al mosad dovash ein shaloi? So the Gemara says, no, you have a pasuk in Yecheskel, bo ba pritzim mechilalu. When the priestim come in, that's a machleika, is the Balamor and the Ramban. Which priestim? The Balamor there in Avodah Zarah, Dafman Beis. Balamor learns that it goes on Pritzi Yisrael. Then when Jews are moil behegdish, the din is that they become mechuyev to pay karam v'chaimish, and that's moitzi the hegdish lechulin. That's like pidyon. Just like pidyon is moitzi lechulin. So me'ila, nefesh kisim amal, b'chot b'kot she'ashem. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is having me'ila, ein me'ila, l'shivi v'shus. When someone is mal behegdish, it's yotze lechulin. So the Balamor says, when someone is mal, which someone? A Jew? a Jew, the goyim only have seven mitzvahs v'nech. So if a Jew is more behegdish, is mechuyev to pay karen v'chomesh, and the chiyev to pay serves as the pidyon. So that's why it's motzi l'chom. Usually, you say v'nos na kesef v'kamlo, you have to give kesef, v'shove kesef to the gizbar to be motzi something l'chom to do pidyon. And here, the fact that the Torah imposes a chiyev to pay karen v'chomesh, that serves as the pidyon. So that's only if it's a Jew who is moel behegdish. So that's what the Balamor learns of all parbitz mechilu goes on the Pritza Yisrael, goes on the Jewish misyavdim. When they used the mizbech v'avodazara purposes, the motziyot l'chulant, and then it became theirs. Once it became theirs, other moshe davish u'shaloi. The first time they used it v'avodazara, maybe it was ain on the moshe davish enu shaloi, but then it was immediately yotze l'chulant. Yotze l'chulant said, they're koinet, so then they have a right to designate it as shaloi v'avodazara. The Ramban disagrees, the Muhammad's there disagrees with that Balamor. He says, no, he's talking, they used it b'mezid, not b'shoigi. Hekdash is yotze l'chulin, it's a whole sugi in Kiddush, in the end of the second pair. Hekdash yotze l'chulin, I demil, if you moil b'shoigi, not if you moil b'mezid. B'mezid, b'shoigi, mischal, b'mezid, ain't a mischal. If someone's moil b'hekdash b'mezid, it's not yotze l'chulin. Here they knew what they were doing. This akzeris ha-kosaba, ha-ru-ashur, from the Novi Yecheskel, bo-bo, preetze m'chilu. So Ramban thinks that it goes on preetze Akum, doesn't go at all on preetze Yisrael. So that was Rav Chaim's interpretation of the Nevuah. That the Nevuah was a vision of the third, what's going to be in the third Beis HaMikdash, a glorious era, glorious golden era. And the Novi Zechariah asked the Malach HaDov, but it doesn't correspond to the Bais Sheni. So he said, no, I'm talking about Bais HaShlishi. He said, but what has it got to do now? He says, Lai B'chai B'lai B'chayach, the Bais HaShlishi will be Hemshach of the Bais HaSheni. The Baruch Shalom made a nice nigla, which he usually does not want to do. The Gemara says, how come you say halal on Chanukah and you don't recite halal on Purim? Gemara Megillah, Daf Yudal. The Gemara gives three answers. So one of the three answers is you only recite halal on a Nesha Beretz Yisrael. Nesha B'chutz Lot, you don't say halal. Why not? So the Marshon, the Chidush Yagod, interprets, because a Nes and Eretz Yisrael is going to be a nice nigla. Neis and Chutzlar is going to be a Neis Nista. That's what the Gemara meant to say. Not Eretzel versus Chutzlar. It means a Neis Nigla versus a Neis Nista. So the Nes with the Pach Hashem, it was clearly a Neis Nigla. So we have a Pasuk appears three times in Tanakh. Chok Nasa v'lo Yavah. Kodesh Baruch Hu made Chukei HaTeva. V'lo Yavah, he himself doesn't want to violate the Chukei HaTeva. The Novi Yeshayah refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Kel Mistater. He hides. In what sense is he hiding? He made Chukei HaTeva to cover up, and we can't see him. When he does, he goes out of his way, makes a nice nigla. He shows the whole world that he's there, but he usually doesn't want to do that. So there is a medrash in the Shmois Rabbah on the Pasuk, V'ered lahatzilo. Rabbanu Shel Olam came into Mitzrayim to save the Jewish people, V'ered is a yerida for him. So Moshe Lamad Avadayma, the medrash says, a kohen has a container with truma in it, and his container of truma rolled into the Beis HaKvaris. He's going to leave it in the he's not allowed to go in the Beis HaKvaris to retrieve it. He's going to leave it in the Beis HaKvaris. The cats and the dogs are going to come. They're going to knock open the container, and the truma is going to become tummy. Somehow the truma is now not nitma. It's a mukav tzomit puzzle, something, some kind of a kli, a plastic kli, does not mekabel tumah. So the truma didn't become tummy. But the kohen feels very bad. So the kohen is going to go violate his din of tuma. The kohen, the halacha says, you're not allowed to, but this is the story that the medrash gives. The kohen is going to go ve'eret lahatzila. The kohen loves his truma. He cherishes his truma. He's going to violate kedushas kahuna. He's going to go into the cemetery in order to be matzal his little truma. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ve'eret lahatzila. He went into Eretz Mitzrayim. That was a yerida for him. In what sense was it a yerida? So usually, learn pshat. Eretz Yisrael was Eretz Mitzrayim was tomei. There were kishuv and avodah zara and agili arayis and mishkav zocher. All the most awful things like New York City had. How was on the cutting edge of everything in that generation? It was terrible. So the Rebbeinu Shlom went ve'ered lahatzila in order to save the Jewish people. That's the pshat in the Medrash. Rav Soloveitchik thought. Ve'ered la'atzila doesn't mean because of Tumas and Tzrayim. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom made a nes nigla. He doesn't want to make him a nes nigla. He likes to be a kel mistata. So the yerida for Rebbeinu Shlom was that he made nisim gluyim because he loved his Jewish people, he had to save us. So what motivated the Rabbanu Shalom to do the Nisim Gluim on the occasion of Nes Chanukah? Is that really for the purpose of Hatzolas Klal Yisrael? It wouldn't appear so. In the Novi Chagai, Chagas Chayim Alacha, with the three Nevi'im, in the beginning of the Bai Sheni, the Gemara says that Rabbanu Shalom was angry at the Nei Yisrael, it wasn't going to send any more Nevi'im, but he had to send three Nevi'im, otherwise he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Pasuk. So the Gemara says there were three Nevi'im. This is the Gemara when Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha came up with his idea that we should put up money and we should build the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't know that there was a mosque on the Makom HaMikdash. And when he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, so the Binyan Sion, he had sent his letter to different Rabban. So the Binyan Sion wrote a letter to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha that you have to have a Navi, Drosh Al Pi Navi. So some said, well, the Gemara never quoted that drasha. That's a drasha in the Sifrei and Parshas Re'ei. The Sheikh Nasidah should drasha al Benavi. So many said, no, that's what the Gemara says. Gimel Nevi'im Ali Ma'imi Babel. The Baruch Hashem is angry at Bnei Yisrael. He said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im, but he had to send three Nevi'im, Chagas Chayim Malachi. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to have them build the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has to be built based on Nevuah. So the Gemara seems to be assuming like that drasha in the Sifrei, drasha al Pinavi. So the Navi Chagai is speaking about the building in the second Beis HaMikdash, and he says everyone is so depressed. They remember the Bais Rishon. There's no Hashvas Hashchina. So many things are missing. People are crying. The old timers are crying. So the Navi Chagai says Benevuah. A tremendous miracle is going to happen. Baruch Shalom is going to make a Neis Nigla to demonstrate that there is a Hashvas Hashchina here. It's not. The Shechina is not going to be Begiluya, the whole period of the Bai Sheni, going to make a nice nigla to demonstrate that all along there was a Shechina, and this Bai Sheni is going to lead into the Bai Shlishi, which will outshine even the Mishkan of Shlema, of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan. So the Pashup Shat in the Navi is that the Rabban Shalom made the nice nigla on this occasion, not Lahatzila, not like Mitzias Mitzrayim. He went again, he did a Yerida, he made a nice nigla in order to save his Truman, in order to save his beloved people, Bnei Yisrael. Here he made a Neis Nigla to demonstrate that there is a Hashvas Hashchina. The people shouldn't think that the Beis HaMikdash is nothing but nothing. There is Hashvas Hashchina. The Shechina is B'Seisar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Mistater, and the Beis HaMikdash, there was always a Gilui Shechina, but in Bai Sheni, it wasn't B'Gilui. So it would appear from the Navi that this was not for the purpose of Hatzolos Klal, so it was just for the purpose of demonstrating that Beis HaMikdash is a Mokam Hashuas HaShechinah, even though it's not Begilah. On Chanukah, the Gemara says, they made a takana, we should recite Hallel. And whenever you have a takana, whenever you're obligated to recite Hallel, you say Hallel Sholem. Chatzi Hallel is only on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Rambam understands for the same reason. The Gemara says in Tainus that Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig, in order not to violate the Yisra of Kolayim HaHalal B'chol Yom HaRez HaMechar V'Megadev. So if we say Chatzi Halal, you're not in violation. So you're not allowed to say Halal Sholem on a day you're not mechuyiv to. So Chanukah there's a takana, you're mechuyiv to. You have to say Halal Sholem. The Chasam Sofer writes in one tshuva that Halal on Chanukah is their eyes. So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas, he wrote the commentary when he was a teenager. Interesting. He was a fantastic bookie, even as a teenager. So he wants to disagree with this Chasam Sefer. So he has to disagree with respect. So he writes, Hagoyen v'hatzadik ha-Chasam Sefer writes, he usually doesn't call him Hagoyen v'hatzadik. Hagoyen v'hatzadik ha-Chasam Sefer writes, Halal Chanukah is deraisa, and he begs to disagree. He says, it's a befevish yigman, brochas daf yudalit. The Mishnah says in brochas daf yud gimel, that's the beginning of the second parak, that one is in the middle of reciting Kriya Shema, and someone walks into shul, so sometimes you're permitted and obligated to be mafsik in the middle of the Kriya Shema to greet the person, but sometimes if the person greeted you, so you're permitted and obligated to be mafsik to respond to him. Sometimes when they are covered, sometimes when they are yira, and the Mishnah quotes the machlokes of Yudah and Reb Meir, to what extent, it's unclear. It's unclear in the Chumash. The Tosfos on the Mishnah quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, what's the mocker that you're permitted and obligated to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema? Because the Pasuk says, V'dibarta bam. So Pashup Shad, V'dibarta bam, Shutush al Mikra means you should recite Kriyashma, Vidibartamam Shiftacha Bevesecha, etc. So Yerushalmi has an additional level of interpretation, not Lefi Pshuto, Vidibartabam, you're allowed to talk and you're obligated to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, Vibnei Akov and Vibnei Yir. Then Taisa says the Bavli also holds the same drasha, because it's a Gemara in Yuma, you test on the base, a very enigmatic Gemara. The Gemara has a drasha, Vidibartabam, Veloi Bitfilo. What does that mean? So Rashi has a whole interpretation based on the Shiltas. And Taisa says, no, the Bavli means the same as the Rishalmi, Vidibartabam, that there's a mitzvah sometimes to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyashma, Vibnei Akov, Vibnei Ayira, Bein HaProkim, Be'emtza Perek, but not Nishman Esri. Vidibartabam, Veloi Bitfilo. Middle Nishman Esri, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So there's such a din that in the middle of Kriyashma you have to be mafsik, Mepnei Akov and Mepnei Ayira. So that's in the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, and the Taisus on the Mishnah quotes the Yerushalmi and the Bavli and Yumadav Yites on the base. On Yud Dalet Amar Aleph in Brochas, the Gemara has an Ibaya. What would you say if you're in the middle of Mikra Megillah and Purim, in the middle of reciting Halal on Chanukah? Are you allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Mepnei Akov and Mepnei Ayira? On the one hand, maybe I should argue the point and say, Madach Kriyashma's deraisa, the Torah says, you're obligated to be mafsik. So this is only the Rabban Halachanaka, and Mikra Megillah is only the Rabban Kal Vachomer. Maybe I should say, no, this is for the purpose of Pisuminisa. You're going to be mafsik in the middle, you're going to kill the whole accomplishment of Pisuminisa. It looked like you're just reciting Psukim and Tilim, and then you're mafsik in the middle, like in the middle of Mavasedra Zayn. Mafsik in the middle. If you won't be mafsik, then you'll have a real fulfillment of Pisuminis. So the Netziv writes, he said, Beferish from the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Halan Chanukah is only the Rabban. It's against the Chasam Sefer. So the Talmidim of the Chasam Sefer already worked on the Kasha. They gave a whole Yishuv, what the Chasam Sefer meant. But the
Mikra Megillah might be different Kabbalah.
Okay, but it's not their rice. It means it's a lower level. So it's still a kavachaima. If Kriyashma is their rice, he's allowed to be mafsik in the middle. Whatever Mikra Megillah is, it's not their rice. So it's a lower level, it should be a kavachaima. So the Netziv writes, he thinks that there are three different kinds of halal. Halal b'shas hanes, like when they recited Oz Yoshi on the occasion of Yos Yamsov. He says, that's their Isa. That's why it's recorded in Parshas B'shalach, that Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yoshi, to teach us L'daris, that that's the right thing to do. There's a chi of their Isa to say halal. That's something equivalent to halal, like Oz Yoshi. Halal zechel hanes is clearly only the Rabban, and that's halal Chanukah. Then halal on yontif, as an expression of simchas yontif, that's a machlekes harishayim, whether that's the rice of the rabban. So Tosis and Brochas and Daf Yutes and the base, and the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos and the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam and the Tosis say all halal is only the rabbanon. And the Rambam writes this in disagreement with the halachas gedolos. The Bahag wrote the Sefer Mitzvos, halachas gedolos and Sefer Mitzvos. He lists off which are the 613 mitzvos. And he counts halal as one of the mitzvahs. So the Rambam makes fun of the halachas gedolos. Why did he include halal? Halal is only the rabbanon. That should be a basic principle. You don't include in the 613. You don't include the mitzvahs that are only made the rabbanon. So the Ramban comes to defend halachas gedolos. Just two defenses. One defense, maybe the Bahag holds that you do include mitzvahs the rabbanon. Rod Yishleiman, maybe the Bahag thinks that halal on yontiv is the raisa. And it stems, it flows from the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So that's what the Netziv writes. He says there are three kinds of halal. Halal b'shas hanes, everyone agrees the raisa. Halal zechel hanes, ashvera chasam sefer. The Pashtu says that it's only the Rabbanon. Halal out of Simchas Yontif, that's a machlekes. The Ramban, Aliba the Bahag, holds that it's the raisa. And Taisus and the Ramam write that halal is only the Rabbanon.
Doesn't the
Rambam say on Chanukah there's Simchas Yontif? Yes.
So if you mix Shitas, and you could say that
Halal on Chanukah is the Raisa? No, but the whole Simchas Yontif is only the Rabbanon. Simchas Yontif on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot is the Raisa. But this, the whole Yontif of Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. So the Simchas Yontif is also only the Rabbanon. It has to be Simchas Yontif. Also Behesped B'tainis is because there's a mitzvah of Simcha. So everyone agrees that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Chanukah and Purim, but the whole mitzvah of Simcha is only with the Rabban, because the whole Yontav is only with the Rabban.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What would the
Chasam
Sofer have meant to begin with?
How on Chanukah is there? He thinks that the Zechel Nes. He thinks we make the Kal V'chomer from Oz Yashir, Oz Yoshe was Mi Abdus Lacherus, they recited Halal. So on Chanukah he assumes that it was Mimavis Lachaim. How do you know it was Mimavis Lachaim? They weren't, if the Jews would convert to worship Abed Azar, no one would get killed. It wasn't really Mimavis Lachaim. That's a question. Chassam Sofer says that Kalvachaymer is one of the Midrash HaTorah that Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara asks that it should be a Kalvachaymer that you should say Halal on Purim, the Gemara says. Ma'ami Avdus Lacheris, they said Halal on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsa. They said Oz Yashir. So Mimavis Lachaim Lakolshkein. So the Gemara gave the three different answers why we don't say Halal on Purim. But the Kalvachaymer was on Purim, really. That was really Hashman Laharag Le'abe. It wouldn't help if they would convert. But the Chassam Sofer assumes that the same Kalvachaymer applied to Chanukah. That's questionable. Was there a gzera to kill all the Jews on Chanukah? It was just Lahavir Mal Adas. It wasn't to kill the people. The Chassam Sofer is questionable. Anyway, we say usually women are potter from mitzvahs asei shahazman groma. That's with respect to mitzvahs deraisa. What about with respect to mitzvahs derabbanan? Does that klal apply as well? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And brachas yutesam beis. And brachas yutesam and aleph starts a mishnah. The last line of yutesam and aleph goes over to amid beis. It says that women nashim chayavis betfila. Women are obligated to daven. So the Gemara says pshita. Why not? Why should you think otherwise? So the way we have printed in the Gemara, it says like this, Ma'u detema, since it says in the Pasuk that Daniel daven erev avoykev et zoharayim, and Zman shachris l'chud, Zman mincha l'chud, Zman ma'ariv l'chud, I would have thought that tefillah is a mitzvah saseh, Shazman grama, and Noshim should be potter. So kamashmal in the Mishnah, tefillah ra'mininu, that nonetheless, despite the fact that it should have been a Zman grama, women amchim. So Rashi mochak the whole gear. So Tosfos there, Yotesam Veisam Bracha says, Rashi was mochak the whole gear, so that we have in our editions of the Gemara. Because Rashi thinks that the klal of mitzvah seser magram and Noshim Peturis only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. On mitzvahs derabbanan, there is no klal. However, the chachamim were misaken it from day number one. If they're misaken women, I'm chuyv, I'm chuyv. Misaken women, I'm chuyv, I'm chuyv. But the klal only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. And Tosfos says that it's not true. Called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. Just like on the level of the Raisa, there is such a klal, mitzvah sesa, shazman, gram, and noshim tura, same is true regarding mitzvahs derabban. Tosfos proves that it's so, from the Gemara in Sukkah, that says that women are not mechuyev to recite halal on yontif, and if a man does know how to say halal, and his wife is saying for him, he can't be yotzev et shemeka, you know, because she's not mechuyev bedover. M'sheinim mechuyev bedover, and moitzeh sarab, and dechay vosim. So the husband has to say word for word after the wife. The wife is going to say the whole halal. The husband has to repeat word for word because he can't rely on Shemei Akoina. So Tosfos says everybody knows that halal ayantav is only the Rabbanon. That's a double pashut. And nonetheless, the women are potter. So you see, he must be the potter because of Zman Grama. So you see that the rule applies even to mitzvahs the Rabbanon as well. So Rabbeinu the Soloveitchik wrote a little sefer that the year after he passed away, they published that little sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaSukkah, and he suggests that maybe Rashi thinks like the Bahag, that the Halal on Yontav is the Raisa. The Ramban suggested within the Bahag, maybe Halal on Yontav is the Raisa. Maybe that's where Rashi holds that women are potter from Halal on Yontav, because it's the Raisa. But Rashi holds the klal doesn't apply to mitzvahs the Rabbanon.
What would Rashi say to mitzvahs that are, like for example, Lulav, Kol Shiva? But the whole reason that we do 7 through... 2 through 2 to 7 is to be
Zeher of
the Yom Rishon, which is a Deraisa.
Yeah, probably. Rashi said Derchayev? Probably not. I'll probably agree that if it's a Zeher to the mitzvah Deraisa, Mestama not. Mestama Rashi should agree over there. Yeah. So Tosfos says, don't you see from all the Gemaras, Tosfos another Mesichtas writes, there in Brachas they don't say. The Gemara says, women are chayben arbe kaisis and are save, afen hoi biyosan this. Women are chayben mikra megillah, women are chayben adlokas neres chanukah, afen hoi biyosan this. What does it mean? So Tosfos says it's an exception to the rule. The rule is women should have been potter, even though these four, mikra megillah and adlokas neres chanukah and has save and arbe kaisis are all four derabbanon, women should have been potter because the mitzvah says it's a man grama, nashim b'tura, he said it's an exception to the rule because afen hoi biyosan this. So Tosfos said, that's posh pshat on the Gemara. According to Rashi, you have to say that's not what it means, that this is an exception to the rule. Each and every mitzvah derabbanan, when they instituted the mitzvah derabbanan, they would sit and discuss which should be mimachayv women or not. There's no rule. There are no rules on dinim derabbanan. So the Gemara says, because of the consideration of afen hoi biyosan this, so they decided women should be mechayv. But it's not that it's an exception, not that it's one big exception to the rule. So we usually assume like Tosfos that Afen Habios HaNes is a reason why these four are exceptions to the rule. There's a question in Rishonim whether women are mechuyev in halal on Chanukah. The Gemara says in Sukkah women are not mechuyev in halal. The Gemara is talking about halal on Yontif. What about halal on Chanukah? So that Gemara in Brochus, we said before, Yud Dalet Amin Aleph, the Gemara said in the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, the first Mishnah, in the second Perek says, if you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, you're permitted and you're obligated to be mafsek, mimpnei akovim, mimpnei ayira, for kovid abriyas. The Gemara had a suffix on Yud Dalet Amin Aleph. What about halal on Chanukah? What about Mikra and Megillah? On the one hand, I should say it's a Kalvachayim, it's not the Raisa, it's Kalvachayim from Kriya Shema, should certainly be allowed to be mafsek. On the other hand, the Gemara says, maybe Pesumi Nisa Odef, maybe you'll kill the whole Pesumi Nisa. It look as if you're just reciting Tillim. People won't realize that you're saying Pesumi Nisa. So the Gemara comes to the Maskana that it's the same din. Yom Shigam Rehem Havzal, the same din as Kriya Shema. You're allowed to be mafsek, Ben HaKrapim, Ben Tzaperik, whatever the dinim are by Kriya Shema, same dinim carry over here. So from the fact that Gemara put the two together, Halal on Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, and they're both Mishum Pesumi Nisa, so it sounds the Lechaira that it's Afen Hai B'yos HaNes should apply to Halal Chanukah as well. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about this. He points out that it's a machlokes in Rishonim, where the women are mechuyev to recite Halal on Chanukah. Even the women who don't recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh and they don't recite Halal on Yontif, because strictly speaking they're not mechuyev, but some Rishonim hold that on Chanukah they're mechuyev to say Halal. Afen Hai B'yos HaNes. And the halal on Chanukah is for the purpose of Pirsumi Nisim. So halal is one takana that they made. Then, of course, they made the takana of Adlokas Neiris Chanukah. The Adlokas Neiris has to be Bebeso. The Gemara says you have to be Madlak, Petefach HaSamach LePesach, Al Pesach Beisam Ibachutz. Then the Gemara, then the Braisa says, B'shas HaSlachkone, Minich Al Shulchana B'daya. Yeah, so the Achronim already asked that there were so many generations in Europe where the Jews lived peacefully with the Goyish cities. And there was no Shas HaSakana. How come they didn't light Neiris Chanukah outside? So the Sfasemis quotes from the Kozhenitz and Magid an interesting idea, Al Derech Hadrush. He says the purpose of Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah Al Pesach Habayis is to prevent the outside influence from the street that penetrating into the Jewish home. So you madlik the Neiris Chanukah, we're fighting against assimilation. So you madlik Neiris Chanukah Al Pesach Habayis. So we have been living in Golda so long, we already have the televisions are in the house, and the radios and the newspapers and magazines are in the house. So we won't accomplish anything if we'll put the Shmira Al Pesach Habayis. You have to do the Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah in the house to chase out the outside influence. That's what the Sfasemis quotes from the Kozhenitz and Magid. That's the Shaila. When the Jews, all the years that they lived in Europe, they never were madlik outside. I don't think they were ever madlik outside. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, so then they started to be madlik outside. So one of the prominent Rabbanim in the early years of the Medina, he was in the Rabbanut, he was a Rav in Europe and Galicia, Dayan Ehrenberg. He wrote the Tshuva's Dvar Yehoshua, three big, fat, gigantic sizes of Baba Basra. Very big, fat volumes of Shadrach and Tshuvas. So he wrote in the first volume, he said, the Rishonim use had a giris in the Gemara, Mishas HaSakana V'Yelech, Minich Al Shulchana V'Daya. So he understood that to mean that the initial Takana in the days of the Chashmonaim was Al Pesach Beisam B'Bachutz. And then, Mishas HaSakana V'Yelech, if there'll be a Shas HaSakana, from that time on the Takana changes and you're not Yotze if you light outside, you have to Dafka light inside. And even though there's no longer any sakana, Eretz Yisrael is under Jewish control, and even if no sakana at all, you're not yotze if you light outside, the takana was changed. So they all disagreed with him. So in the second volume of the Dvar Yehoshua, he has letters to the Rabbanim defending his position in the first volume. His position was not generally accepted. Most assume that it's preferable now, if you have an Eretz Yisrael, preferable to light. Al Pesach Beisam Ibachutz, that's a question. Does it make sense? You live in Monsi, or you live in Flatbush on Borough Park. So does it make sense to be Madlik now? Al Pesach Beisam Ibachutz, or maybe we should say we live in a Christian country, basically. So there is a sakana, there is anti-Semitism. You have to fan the flames of the anti-Semitism by being Madlik Ibachutz. So they say that Rabbi Yashin was opposed. He says, even if you live in Chutzlorz, in a peaceful place, To him, it didn't make sense that he should be madlik mipachutz. But the din is you have to be madlik bibeso. Rashi says there's a bichas haroya, haroya ner chanukah mevarach. Well, why is haroya ner chanukah mevarach? The Rashi says the guy's trying on a sfina. So on a sfina, there is no beso. But the guy's going to be on the boat for a couple of weeks. So why isn't that beso? So obviously, that's not called beso. That's the pashtus. A person is traveling on an airplane. That's not beso. That's not a mokam, an airplane or a train. You have a cabin where you sleep on it. You sleep on the airplane, sleep. Or at the airport, you're going to lie in the airport. The pashtus says that's not beso. That doesn't qualify as beso. The pashtus says you don't accomplish anything by lighting on the airplane or by lighting in the airport. You have to be madlik be beso. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Gemara says achsanoi chai ben er chanukah, that that was a chiddush. He said, what? The Gemara never says achsanoi chai ben tzitzis u betfilin, achsanoi chai to observe kashrus. Why do you say achsanoi chai ben er chanukah? He said, that's the chiddush. Achsanoi means a guest in someone else's home. So they live there kavu and I'm only there aroi. So one might have thought it's beso of the family. If I take over a hotel room, I'm not an achsanoi. Even though I'm only there overnight or less than 30 days, that's not an achsanoi. Achsanoi means someone else lives there kavua, and I'm only there aroi. So in contrast to the other people, one might have thought that it's not beso. And there is such a din in Erevin. Shlomo HaMelech made a takona of Erevei Chatzeres. You're not allowed minat Torah. You have a wall around the whole chatzer, so the whole thing is one big reshus hayochid. So Shlomo HaMelech made a takona. If Reuben's family lives in this bais and Shimon's family lives in the other bais, and there's a wall around the chotzer, so neither is allowed to carry in bais and bais, bais and lochotzer, until you make an eruv chotzeres. So let's say you have a chotzer with 10 batim, 9 families live there kavua, and one family is only there for less than 30 days. So Tosfos says that's what it means, achsanoi. Tosfos in Erevin quotes Yerushalmi, achsanoi means I'm there for less than 30 days, and the other people are there for more than 30 days. So me, in contrast to them, I'm only there aroi. If there are two families there, and they're both there aroi, so they do aser on each other. But if there's several families live there kavua in that chotzer, and I'm only there aroi, I don't have to participate in the Erev, because I don't aser on the others. So why the shear 30 days? So sometimes you have the shear Yud Beis Chodesh, and sometimes you have a shear 30 days. The Gemara says that bad midiche irani dachas, they have to be madicheh mitoicho. The midiche irani only has a din of irani dachas if you have all the conditions met. One of the conditions is that the midiche irani dachas have to be members of that city, have to be citizens of that city, living there for a minimum of 12 months. So that's a shear deraisa. Sometimes you have a shear deraisa of 30 days. Some Rishonim hold that you're not chayvim mezuzah, a secha bayis mechaber, not chayvim mezuzah till after 30 days. So one opinion of Tosfos is that within 30 days is diras haroi, and after 30 days is diras keva. You're only chayvim mezuzah if it's a diras keva. If you own the house and you live there from day number one, it's diras keva. But if you rent it, so one opinion of Tosfos is that it's only a diras keva if you live there for 30 days. And Shulchan Aruch haven't accepted that opinion. Accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that a rented apartment is never chayv min haTorah. It's only chayv min haRabbanan mishum harisayin. That if you live there for 30 days, people will think that you're the owner of the house. I live in an apartment building, 24 Bennett. So there used to be a Fruma family there. Everybody always thought that they owned the building. They didn't own the building. I don't know why they thought. They weren't so rich either. Maybe they were wealthier than others. I don't even know if that's true. They donated more tzedakah than everybody else. That may be true. So people thought that they owned the building. It turned out they didn't own the building and they had sechsuchim with the landlord. The landlord used to be a religious Jew years ago. And now also, the landlord has a beard and he goes with tzitzis and he looks like me. He looks more, he's from the Aguda. He looks like me. So you can't tell who's wealthy, who owns the building. So that's a din midirabbanan. If you live in the apartment for 30 days, a chayv mezuzah midirabbanan. But there was one opinion in Tosfos that the 30 days is a din deraisa. Sometimes 30 days, sometimes yid beis chodesh.
Make a bracha on the mezuzah?
After 30 days, you say a bracha. Yeah,
on the one that's just mitnei marasayin.
Yeah, you do say a bracha. Yeah. So that's akasha. Here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama quotes the Ran. If I have an apartment that has a window on this side, window on that side, you have to put menorah in both windows because of marisayin. Because people may walk on this side and they won't see a menorah lit. They'll think I'm a zalzal in the mitzvah. They won't realize that I lit on the other side. So that's a kasha that the Prichodesh asks. Hakam bashchitas ben pekua. There's a din. If you shecht the cow and after you shecht it, then the vlad comes out. So that ben pekua, even if it's agavi karka, even if the vlad is walking around, it's a normal vlad, it doesn't need shchitim in atar, only needs shchitim in the rabbanim. So there it says the shchitim is mishum marisayin. If it's agavi karka, shchitim mishum marisayin. And it says that you do say a brocha on the shchitim. So how come there you do say a brocha and by tal sheulo is chay ben tzitzis lach alamed yom because of marisayin and mezuzah after 30 days and a rented apartment is chay ben derabon mishum marisayin. How come there you do say a brocha? How come by the menorah and the chotzah sheesh lo shnei psachim, how come there you don't say a brocha? So that the prichodesh works on that kash. We assume it doesn't really answer the question, just shifts the question. I'm going to shift the question. The answer to the question is the following, but it's still going to be a question on this. The answer is, sometimes you have to light a menorah mishum marisayin. The marisayin is an isa. Yisim nikim Hashem Yisrael. Not allowed to do something that may cause suspicion on you. So if you do something in order to avoid marisayin, you're saving yourself from an isa. If I shave with an electric shaver and I go eat kosher food and I don't eat non-kosher food, I don't say a bracha before I shave a sheker hasham, so it's this one, shalol galech betar. That's the Rosh in the first parak in Ksubis, that you don't say a bracha when you avoid violation of an avera. He asked, how do you say a bracha? V'tzivanu al ha'arayas, v'asalonu ha'arusas. What do you say a bracha on the Yisurim? So he says, he thinks it's not a bichas ha'mitzvah, it's a bichas shevach. It's a bichas ha'shevach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the institution of marriage, he gave us the mitzvah. So it would have been a bichas ha'mitzvah, it wouldn't make any sense to say a bracha at Shia Kedushanam v'tzos v'tzivanu al ha'arayas. Say a bracha on not violating an isa. You only say a bracha on fulfilling a mitzvah. So if a person lights two menorahs because of marisayin, no bracha is recited, marisayin is an isa. You're not allowed to do something that's going to lead to suspicion. But sometimes marisayin is the consideration that motivated the chachamim to make a takana de rabbanan. So by Tala Shula, after Lamed Yom, because the Marisayin made a takana that you chayiv in tzitzis. And if you have a bias hasochur after Lamed Yom, it's not that you put up mezuzah because of Marisayin. Because of the consideration of Marisayin, the Chum made a takana the Rabbanan that you chayiv in mezuzah. So you chayiv in mezuzah, so you say, bro, but it's still a question. When do you say Marisayin is a motivation to make a takana? When do you say, no, that's the whole din, it's only Mishum Marisayin? We just shifted the question, but we didn't really answer it. So the place, the crazy place in Hilchos Shechita talks about it. The other Mefarshim talk about this kasha of the Prichodesh, that there seems to be a steer in Shulchan Aruch. When do you say a bracha on a marisayin? When do you not say a bracha? Yeah, so the Achsanoi is a chiddush. That's a Rav Soloveitchik. Achsanoi, Chai ben Achanakeh is a chiddush. Pashab Shat Achsanoi is like Tosis gave the definition. Tosis in Erevin, the end of Erevin gave the definition. Achsanoi means he's there, Aroi, and the family who lives there is there, Kavua. Aroi means less than 30 days. If he lives there for more than 30 days, he's a Ben Bayis just like the others as well. So of course he's Chai Ben Erech Hanukkah. Chiddush was, even though he's an Achsanoi, and for Hilchas Erevin, it's not called Mokam Dira, and he wouldn't Aser. Achsanoi does Aser, but for Erech Hanukkah it is called Beis Hanikedi Madlik. And that's the question. So the some Achrayim learned Achsanoi, Chai Ben Erech Hanukkah. The only way the Achsanoi can fulfill the mitzvah is Agav the Balabais. If he'll be Mishtatet Bepruta. If he wants to light on his own, he wouldn't be able to be Yotz. That's how the Galya Masechta learned Pshat. Galya Masechta was Rav David al-Navardika. He was the Rav al-Navardik. He was at the same time as Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He delivered a hesped when Rav Chaim Volozhiner passed away. He had a sichsuch with Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So he always has original ideas. So Rav Soloveitchik thought like that also. Rav Soloveitchik thought also, Achsanoi, when we learned the Gemara Shabbos, he thought Achsanoi can only be Yotze with Mishtata Bepruta. He can't light on his own. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim who say, not so. That if the Achsanoi wants to light his own, that's wonderful. That's Nerlucha Lecha V'yechad. Everyone can light their own. He wants to be Yotze with the Balabais, then he has to be Mishtata Bepruta. But he can really be Yotze on his own. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the only way he can be Yotze is only if Mishtata Bepruta. The Gemara has a whole discussion whether Mutar Rosa Lishtamish Le'ora Ner. goes on and on and on. The final maskan is also the shtamish l'orne. You're not allowed to. The three different reasons are given. One reason Rashi writes, if you'll be mishtamish l'orne, there won't be any hacker, so there won't be any pisum and isa. Everybody has a candle at night in order to, they didn't have electric lights, so everyone's going to have a candle to see in the house. They shouldn't stumble ala itzim ala avonim. So if you're going to be mishtamish l'orne, there won't be any hacker. The Gemara doesn't say that reason. The Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara says when you shecht chai b'yof, you have to do kisei adam. And kisei adam usually use sawdust. So the Gemara says you shouldn't kick the sack of sawdust with your foot in order to have the ofam el mayla and ofam el mata. Shelo yehu mitzvah bezuyos olav. It says in the pasuk, v'shochet is dama v'chisoh be'ofer. V'shofach is dama v'chisoh be'ofer. So ma, just like when you do the shechita, you do biyad. If you want, you can do the shechita with your foot also, but that's a trick. You have to be able to hold the knife in between your toes. And shech the chicken and shech the behemah is going to be hard. So normally you do shechita v'shafach is dama biyad. So v'chisav bafer is also biyad. Shelo yehu mitzvah is bezuya solov. You shouldn't do the mitzvah in an undignified fashion. So the Gemara says shelo yehu mitzvah is bezuya solov. That's the reason why it's also v'shtamish le'oraneh. Shem kavod hamitzvah. And then when we recite Haneris Halala, we say Kodesh Haim. We treat it like Kodesh. And that's Kula Chiddush, because the Gemara says, also the Shtamish Lora Ner. The Gemara says, why? Because Ner Kedusha Yeshbo. Is there any Kedusha in the Ner? Ella, no. Shelo Yehu Mitzvah Bezuya Solov. That's the reason why. And we recite the Nusach that says in the Masechus Ofrim, Haneris Halala, Kodesh Haim, Alana Meshusa. That's exactly what the Gemara said it can't be. But the Gemara says it can't be. That's what we say, that's what it is. The Masechus Sofrim was composed by the Goyne Eretz Yisrael. The Magen Avraham writes like that. It was composed by the Goyne and Eretz. They had traditions from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Awof, and it's against the Gemara. There's a famous one. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so the Masechus Sofrim says, then you say Zichron Truah. When it falls out on the weekdays, you say Yom Truah in the Davening. And the Bavli rejected that. That was a Havamin in the Bavli. That when Rosh Hashanah Chali is b'Shabbos, then you call it Zichron Shuah, and you don't blow Shofar from Minat Torah. So the Bavli backed out from that. That's not the Pshat, but the Yerushalmi quotes like that. So the Masechus Sofrim follows the Yerushalmi. Masechus Sofrim is by the Goni Eretz Yisrael, who follow all the traditions from Eretz Yisrael, from the Yerushalmi.
Okay. Then you might say part also that there's not usually an Ela by seeing something, but here, because it's the light. So if you'd say it is touched Misha Kedusha, then it's producing life, then it is. That would be
Mila. What do you mean there's usually no Kol Mare Vereach, Ein Bo Mishum Mila? Mare means I look at a beautiful painting that belongs to Heglish, and it's so inspiring. I have such hanoah from it. It's such a cute painting. I have pleasure from looking at it. So that's Mare Ein Bo Hanoah. What if I'm using a flame that belongs to Heglish in order to read the newspaper? I don't know if that's called Mare Ein Bo Me'ila. I don't know. Mare Ein Bo Me'ila means Ein Bo Mamish, because I look at a painting and I get all excited by it. It's not the same. Remember, one of the Dayanim in London once told me, Dayan Grosnas, Zuchman Lebracha, told me that before him, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky used to be the main Dayan in the London Bezdin. So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said about using a cornea transplant from a dead body for people who can't see, so use a cornea transplant, then they're able to see. So are you permitted to get hanoah from a mace? A mace is awesome hanoah. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. So Rav Moshe says that the cornea is not bisar hamace, it's or hamace. I thought that the skin is just the top of the flesh. So I remember once on Shabbos we had a medical student over, so I asked him, what's the difference between the skin and the flesh? He said, they're two different things. Skin is skin and flesh is flesh. That was Chiddush number one to me. So Rav Moshe assumes like that, that's a behemoth of a poshut, he quotes a Tosafot like that. Then I asked him, what's a cornea? So this student said, cornea is like skin. That's Rav Moshe assumes like that also. So Bisar Hameis, Tosafot assumes, Bisar Hameis is also Ba'anom in HaTorah. The Mishnah Allah Melech is not so convinced that Tosfos is right. He says the Gemara made a gzera shava. Atam sham miriam v'tikav sham yilan sham sham the egla rufa. The offer sham is egla banachal, just like egla rufa is also banah, so to a mace. Atam sham miriam v'tikav sham mace is also banah. So Mishlal Melech raises the possibility, maybe the whole Yisra Nezbanah is only the Rabbanah. Maybe the whole Gzeru Shav is only an Asmachta. So he points out that Tosis holds not. That Tosis holds that is their rice. Then Afila Naniach, that the Mace is also Manam in a Torah, like Shitas HaTosis. So Tosis in two places has a steer in two different Mesichtas. What's the din of Or HaMace? Or HaMace is also Manam in a Torah. Only Besar HaMace is also Manam in a Torah. So Moshe Feinstein assumes that, like that opinion in Tosis, Or HaMace is only also Manam in the Rabbanon. And he says, if the guy is blind and he can't see and he's going to use a cornea from a dead body, that's only Or HaMace. He thinks that your mater and isa de rabbanim amalkum chodu shem b'sakana. You don't have to be machme. If you would be dealing with an issue deraisa, then you have to have dafke pituach nefesh to be mater. Be dealing with the or ames only osam anam de rabbanim. Thought that a cornea is dina ka'or, it's like a skin. So that's only the rabbanim. So that's mutter. So I thought I was very surprised. He, Dan Grosner said that Rabbi Cheskal Abramsky gezok. Are you allowed to use the cornea from a mace in order to regain your sight? So he said, it depends. He quoted him as saying, it depends on the steer between the Bavli and the Rishalmi, about kol ma'avarecheim ha-mishum me'ilo. So the Gemara says, Gemara Psochem says, me'iluhu de'lesbuhu ho'yisur ha'ikar, that there is an isa de'rabbanon. And the Tosfos in Sukkah quotes the Rishalmi that seems to say that it's even mutam de'rabbanon. Kol ma'avarech is even mutam de'rabbanon. So the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said that this depends on the machlokes, the Bavli and the Rishalmi. Why? Because you're taking part in the maze and it gives you the ability to see. That's Mara. I thought for sure that's Anoa. I thought Mara means I look at a painting and I get so enthusiastic and I'm jumping from joy or I'm inspired by a painting. That's Mara Ein Bo Mamish. But I'm blind and they give me a cornea and I'm able to see. I thought for sure that's called Anoa. I didn't think he was right. To go through all the Gemaras again to see what's the definition of Mare, Ein Bo Mishum Me'ilo. That is not a violation of Isuri Hanoah because it's considered Ein Bo Mamash.
Is the application of being using the light of the Chanukians or the lights from the Beis HaMikdash, isn't it also similar to the cornea? It's not the light that one likes to look at, it's just that it enables one to see other things.
Yeah, I would think for sure that that's called a violation of Hanoah.
Didn't Tosfos say that was in Sukkah? Wasn't Tosfos assuming we should have said it wasn't an Avera? Because it was so much light. They had light from the street.
From the Or Beis HaShoeva, yeah.
They had other light.
The people could see. So Tosfos quotes the Rishonim that what? That it's because Kol Ma'arech Ein B'Mishum Me'ilo. Yeah. That's the Rishonim that he assumed is Chalek on the Bavli. That the Bavli says milahu deleis beyusuri ika, and the Yerushalmi says kol ma'arech there's no mil, it's even mutam
de rabbanon. Don't we see that even having something that enhances one's ability to see other things?
It's also called ma'arech. Okay, I gotta look into that. Okay, I would have thought that for sure that's a violation of Yisur HaNoah. I don't know. The Gemara has a funny discussion when you're madlik. When you madlik the Ner Chanukah, do you say hadlaka is a mitzvah? Do you say hanocha is a mitzvah? What's the shaila? So, what's the difference? The difference is, what if a little child, a katan, will light the Chanukah menorah? So a katan is not mechuyev bedover; it can't be motzi the rabbi midechay vasan. So if the way we pass on hadlaka is a mitzvah, hidlik hacherusha to be katan, the gdolim are not yetzi. But if they didn't, would have been like the other opinion that hanocha is a mitzvah. So the cotton lit it, so you're not yoytze. He said, pick it up and put it down. It'll be hanocha is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, because we paskin hadlaka is a mitzvah, therefore hidlik hecherusha to the cotton is not going to help if the gadol is going to pick it up and put it down. Why was there such opinion in the first place? Why in the world should anybody in his right mind think hanocha is a mitzvah? Where does that come from? Such a funny idea. Mitzvah is to put it. So the Beis HaLevi has chidushim in it. Sefer HaChumash, chidushim on the sugi of Chanukah. And he thinks that the Rambam seems to all be fairish that in the Beis HaMikdash is Hanocha is a mitzvah. Because the Rambam learned the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says in Yuma that Hadlaka lav avoidahi, Hadlaka samanara is not an avoidam. You don't need a kohen to do Hadlaka samanara. But the non-kohen can walk into the Heichal. The non-kohen only walked the first couple amas into the first 10 amas in the Azara. So how can he go into the Heichal to light the menorah? So the Rambam writes a funny din. If someone will take out the menorah from the Heichal and bring it to the first 11 Amos, Yud Aleph Amos, where the Ragli Yisrael are allowed to go, so he so can light the menorah, and then a Kohen will have to carry it back and put it into the Heichal. So you're not Yotzad Lokas HaMenorah when it's in the Azara. You have to have it in the Heichal. So you see Halacha is a mitzvah. So that's what the Beis HaLevi says. You see from the Ramam that he holds, and the Beis HaMikdash Halacha is a mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara had a Machlokes. Maybe Halakas Neres Chanukah is Heichal HaMikdash. Maybe we should also say Halacha is a mitzvah. The Maskana was no, that it's Halacha is a mitzvah.
Seems something like that, yeah.
That what?
Normally it's just the Gemara.
Yeah, the Gemara says about lighting one candle from the other in the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know. That's what the Beis HaLevi suggests. You got to look into that.
That might still be the we were trying to do like in the Mikdash, but the nace was the Hadlaka.
So that's why Hadlaka is in it. Okay. Yeah, but you're asking, you think the Beis HaLevi is not right. The Hemshech HaGemara talks about Madlikim in there and there, and the Beis HaMikdash, are you allowed to be Madlik in there and there? So the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to say, if Hadlaka is a mitzvah, then you're allowed to. And the Beis HaMikdash also you would be allowed to. Sounds like Beis HaMikdash Hadlaka is a mitzvah. You have to look through the Gemara again. Yeah. Pashup Shat in the Gemara doesn't seem to say like that. Yeah, the Gemara has a machlekes. What's the din of kapsa? Zakaklo, ain't a zakaklo. If you lit in a Chanukah and then it blew out, are you mechuyev to light it again? So we pass on the maskana kapsa, ain't a zakaklo. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rishonim that this shayla kapsa zakaklo, kapsa ain't a zakaklo, is identical with the machlekes where the hadlaka is a mitzvah, the hanacha is a mitzvah. So since we pass on hadlaka is a mitzvah, the fichach kapsa ain't a zakaklo. The problem is that in the sugya and the Gemara, it's two different pages. These are two different topics. One, the beginning of the sugya, they talk about kapsa zaka klenes. Then two dafim later, they talk about halacha oisa mitzvah and oisa mitzvah. The Gemara never combined the two together. Why didn't they? It's mistaba what the Shulchan Aruch quoted from the Rishonim. It should have been totally zebeze. So that, but that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. On Chanukah, this is special kriya satira. You read about the Chanukah Sanisim, because that's the whole theme of the whole Yontav Chanukah. That's the whole theme of all of the 35 Yamim Tovim of Megillas Tainis. They all have something or another to do with the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Sugya and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yeches, Daf Yetes, the whole Sugya Megillas Tainis, that the Tzad HaShavah, the common theme of all of the Yamim Tovim and Megillas Tainis is that they all have to do after the Churban Abayis, it's proper to institute the days of Avelis, Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Tevis, Tam Gedalia, over the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and Mizman Shev Beis HaMikdash Kayam, it's proper to celebrate. That's what the Parshas Nosov is all about. Hanukkah Sanasim, you celebrate when you complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or they celebrate when they were victorious in battle and they saved the Beis HaMikdash from destruction, or they use the Beis HaMikdash for Lashemayim instead of Lavoid Azar. So you celebrate, that's a mitzvah to celebrate on such an occasion. So the whole, the Kriya Satira, it really has the whole theme of what the whole Yontav is all about. It's Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. And yesterday and today is Rosh Chodesh, so the din is Rosh Chodesh give four aliyahs, and Chanukah give only three aliyahs. So the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to be assumed, Torah V'Shen and Torah Kodem, Rosh Chodesh is 15 days a year, 16, 17 days a year. It's all year long, Rosh Chodesh. So you lay in Tadir B'Shein and Tadir, Tadir Kodim. So first we lay in first three aliyahs are from Rosh Chodesh. Then the fourth aliyah is Shal Chanukah. What if the Gabbai forgot? They only took out one Sefer Torah and they lay in four aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh. They didn't take out a second Sefer Torah. So the Rishonim quote that the Shiltas has a Lashon, Ein Mashgicha Mishal Chanukah Kol Iker. The Gemara has that lashon also, but the Meshulta says, "Emashgich Meshul Chanukah Kolik." If you forgot to take out the second sefer and you gave the four aliyahs b'shel Rosh Chodesh, you leave it the way it is. If you took out two sefer Torah and they gave four aliyahs b'shel Rosh Chodesh, and then they took out the second sefer Torah, they're not going to lay in anything. So people will think that it must be a puzzle of sefer Torah. They took it out and they didn't use it and they put it back. So if you took out the sefer Torah, you didn't lay in. You gave four aliyahs in the first one. Got no brera, you have to lay in a hoisofa, you give a fifth aliyah, Bishal Chanukah. What happened? This, there are 25 minyanim here on Yeshiva. Every year the Shabbat comes up. On one of the days of Chanukah, that's Rosh Chodesh, they made a mistake and they started learning Mishal Chanukah first. So what's the din? So the Ramah quotes from the Abu Dram, the Torah Mishayna Torah Torah Kodem is even B'diyevet. Even if he already started learning Mishal Chanukah, if he didn't finish yet, if he already, let's say in Bichas HaMazon, on Yontem Shecholi is B'Shabbos. So you say both Ritzei and Yalav Yovel. Which one do you say first? So we say Ritzei first, because Shabbos comes 50 times a year, and Yalav Yovel, Yontev, comes fewer. So Shabbos is Tadir, and Ritzei is Tadir, and Yalav Yovel is Eina Tadir, so Tadir B'Shen and Tadir Tadir Kain. What if by mistake the person finished the whole Yalav Yovel? He said the whole Yalav Yovel. And then he says Ritzei, has to repeat Yalav Yovel a second time. Tadir B'Shen and Tadir is the proper way to arrange it l'chatchila b'pidiyah, but if he already finished Yalav Yalav, he finished. What if he started Yalav Yalav? What, it's Yantav Shecholiyas b'Shabbos, he started saying Yalav Yalav, he didn't get to the line b'yom chaga matzah sazeh yet. Yagiv Yerav, but he didn't say the punchline yet. So that's a machlokes achreinim, whether the Shagasari claims he has a right from the Gemara. You should stop in the middle and go back to say Ritzei first and then say Yalav Yalav second. That's what the Ramah paskin. Shabbosai quotes this Ramah. Ramah says if he started laning the first aliyah today and yesterday, first aliyah was Bishal Chanukah, but you didn't finish the first aliyah set, so stop in the middle and go back and lane Shal Vashreidish and then lane Shal Chanukah after. If he already finished the whole Kriya Shal Chanukah, that's like finishing the whole Yalav Yavai already. So if you finish Yalav Yavai, then he says Vitzei. So that's B'niyevit. You say Shal Yalav Seder, you Yoytzei. Well, Chatchila, even if you're in the middle of saying the Kriya of Shal Chanukah, but you didn't finish yet, so the Ramah said you should go, you should switch to the other Sefer Torah. And the Taz has a whole Arichas, and he disagrees. Says it. Tana B'Shein HaTarah, Tarah Kaidim is, you should lain Shal Rosh Chodesh first, but if by mistake you started laning Shal Chanukah first, so you leave it the way it is, and you finish Shal Chanukah, and then you give, and then there's within the Taz, there are two versions. You should give three aliyahs b'shal Chanukah, and then the fourth aliyah b'shal Rosh Chodesh, or no, you give one aliyah b'shal Chanukah, and the next three aliyahs b'shal Rosh Chodesh. So those are two versions within the Taz, what are you supposed to do? But that Shaila comes up every year. There's so many minyanim, for sure there's going to be one minyan that they're going to lay out of order. On Chanukah, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Chachamim would have a Mesakan and a Sudas Mitzvah. All the Sudas that you have are only, all the Chagigas, everything is only Sudas of Rishus. And then the Ramah says, from the Maharam Rutmer, quoted by the Mordechai, based on the Maharam Rutmer, that if you say Shiris v'Sishbachas Takodesh Baruch Hu, you sing Shiris v'Sishbachas, so you convert the Suda into a Sudas Haidoya. So Sudas Haidoya, that for sure, that's a Sudas Mitzvah. This is based on the Maharam Rutmer. There's a Gemara Psochem and Daf Mem Tes, that a wedding party only constitutes a Sudas Mitzvah if the Chosen is a Talmud Chacham. So the Sudah is really a Sudah LeKabbalas HaTorah. The Ramban HaChumash quotes on the Pasuk, Vayechzo Sadekim, Vayochlu Vayishto, at the time of Maimon HaSinim, Mikan She'osim Sudah LeGemer Shel Torah. On the occasion of Kabbalas HaTorah, there's a mitzvah to have a Sudah. And the Gemara says that there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, how elaborate a Sudah you have to have on Pesach and on Sukkot. But Hakol Moedim Batzeres, to be the name of Lachem. On Shavuos, everybody agrees you have to have an elaborate meal. Yom Shenitin Batur. That's the Pesach of Yechzus Olekim Vayechlu Vayishtu. You need a Suda LeKabbalas HaTor. So if the Chosin is a Talmud Chacham, and the Gemara says, Asher B'Leish Asher B'Lei Torah. When the boy is single, he's not going to succeed in learning so well. After he's going to get married, then he's going to pick up on learning. So his marriage is a new Kabbalas HaTor for him. So the Suda Sachasin is the Suda Mitzvah. When the chassan is a tamachach. So what if the chassan is not interested in learning? So there's no mitzvah at all. So the Maram Rutmerg saved the day. So the Mordechai quotes the Maram Rutmerg, if you sing shiris v'sish bochas, you can convert the suda into a suda saidoya. They thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they found each other. The boy and the girl are both happy that they married each other. So there are more quotes that the same is true on Chanukah, even though there's no chiv suda, but if you sing shiris v'sish bochas, you can convert it into a Suda Soidoy. It's based on that Maharam Rutenberg. And Suda Soidoy is an institution there. I said in its commentary, Achumish writes on Parshas Tzav that Suda Soidoy is rooted in carbon taida. If you bring a carbon taida, only nechel yom v'layla, you don't need it. It's a carbon taida is really a shlamim. Sevach taida shlamov. A taida is a brand. It's a subcategory of a shlamim. So shlamim is usually nechel shnei yom v'layla echad. Taida is only nechel yom v'layla ad chatzos. So you have to invite twice as many people when you have a carbon taida, in order that it shouldn't become nicer, not to violate losses. You're not allowed to leave it till the morning. So why do you invite twice as many people? Because you want to express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yiramu b'kalam. Moshe v'zkenim yihalu. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public. So you invite twice as many people. So that's what the Netziv writes in his commentary on Chumash, that the institution of a Suda Soidoya is really an Inyan Deraisa. So it's not just the Taz has a discussion. How come on Purim there is a Suda? How come on Chanukah there's no Suda? It's not just a question Chanukah versus Purim. It's a question all the other 35 Yom Tovim and Megillah Steinis, there's no Suda. The only Yotzim and Aklal is Purim. It's not that the difference between Chanukah and Purim. The question is, why did they make a Takana on Purim from all the 35 holidays in Megillah Steinis? Why are you only on Purim? So that's what the Mordechai quotes from the Shiltas, from the Goinim. Because Purim was Kima v'Kiblu, Kima Masha Kiblu Kfar, there was a new Kabbalah Sater. So the Suda on Purim is Yom Shinitim Batara. It's like Hakan Baidim Batzeres, Bina Namur Lachem Yom Shinitim Batara. Everyone, all the Tanam agreed that on Shavuos you have to have elaborate meals, Lekovit Kabbalah Sater. So Purim is also Hakan Baidim, it's also Yom Shinitim Batara. That was the Girsa Saga Inim in the Gemara. That Purim is celebrate Kima v'Kiblu. But Chanukah is like all the other Yom Tovim and Megillah Steinis, that there is no Chiyuv Suda. No Chiyuv Suda, but there's an Issa Tainis. That's why it's a Megillah Steinis. There's an Issa Hesped V'Tainis. Why is that? So the Rambam says that's the mitzvah of Simcha. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there's mitzvah of Simcha B'Kumbi Asei. You have to bring Shalmei Simcha, you have to eat the Bsar Karbonus, and so on. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a mitzvah of Simcha Menatarish Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa. There's an Issa Hesped V'Tainis on Rosh Chodesh. I think from the Rambam is mashma that it's a din deraisa, the Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, b'shevi al tasa, not to do Hesped V'Tainis. So called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kein deraisa Tikkun, on all those 35 Yomim Tovim of Megillah Steinis, there's an Issa Hesped V'Tainis. Issa Tainis, some of them, the Miktsasam, the Lolamis, but not to deliver Hesped either, because Hesped V'Tainis would be a violation of this of the mitzvah of Simcha. There was a great goyin who lived 100 years ago, Rabitzel Ponevezha. He was Rabitzchak Rabinovich, his name was. He was the biggest Rab Chaim Hal, he was the biggest Baal Mechadish of the generation. He was fantastic Baal Mechadish, but Allah and I said they didn't follow his chidushim. He was too, he wasn't bound by anything. What did they say from Rabbi Sol Salanta? Oh, Adam Chavshi B'Dimyono. People's imaginations can take you to the moon, but you have to be a little restricted, Lamaisa, you have to lead a life. So he was very, this Rabitzela, he was Chavshi B'Dimyon, he had a lot of wonderful ideas, but his wonderful ideas didn't correspond to the way the Psak HaMakubal. He was good for Chidushim, he wasn't good for Halacha Lamaisa. So this is one of his Chidushim. He said that the Oinen is allowed to deliver a Hesped. Because the Oinonim, the children of the Nifto, the Kroivim, who are not allowed to fulfill mitzvahs, they're not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah of Simcha. So if they don't have a mitzvah of Simcha, so they're permitted to deliver a husband. His opinion has not been accepted at all on anything. And on this, because we say not only is it forbidden to deliver a husband, forbidden to listen to the husband. So if the Oinon is going to deliver a husband, Bein Ola Bein Hatzma, that's fine. But if he has a whole captive audience there and all the people are there, so they're not allowed to listen to the husband. What does it help that he's not allowed to do mitzvahs? There's a famous kasha on the story of Chanukah. Today Yeshua quotes the kasha from the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. Don't we have a din that Tumah is mutter and a korban tzibur? Really, the Mishnah in Tmur in the Semperik says, Tumah's mutter b'tzibur is a little bit labdavke. It doesn't really depend on korban yochad versus korban tzibur. It depends on a korban shezman kavua versus a korban she'ein zman kavua. 99% of the korbanos tzibur is zmanim kavua. It's minimum usafim, zmanim kavua. You have on a rare occasion par halam davar shel tzibur. You can bring it whenever you want. That's not Zman HaKavua. 95% of the Korbanos Yochid are not Zman HaKavua. You have a couple of... The Chavita Kain Gadol has to bring every single day. And the Par Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur, that's Zman HaKavua. But 95% of the Korbanos Yochid are not Zman HaKavua. So that's why we usually say Korban Yochid is not Deichet Tumah and a Korban Tzibur is Deichet Tumah. But it doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid. It depends on Zman HaKavua. So that's the Kasha of the Chacham Tzvi. What's the great tragedy if the Shemen is all tummy? It's a din, it's like a Korban Tzibur. It's an avod in Beis HaMikdash. If the Shemen is tummy, so you makrev anyway. You do the avod in a state of tumah. What's so big? So they work on that kasha. So some say the answer is the following. The Gemara says, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe Mishichosa Mikachosa. When Moshe Rabbeinu made the Kelim, so it says, Vayim Shachem, Vayikadesh Osam. He did Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, and he endowed all of the Kelim in the Beit HaMikdash with the Kedushas Klei Shoris. Until he did the Mashiach, it only had Kedushas Per. That's why you have Menachas and Esachim. That's the name of the Perk at the end of Menachas. Perk, HaMenachas Van Sochim. So it says, Menachas and Esachim, when I designate a sack of flour and designate a bottle of wine, I want to bring it as a Mincha or an Esach, it gets Kedushas Domim La Mizbeach, but it doesn't get the Kedushas Aguf. If I Magdish Behemoth and Oifus, this should be a Chatas, this should be an Oilet, this should be a Shlomim, this should be a Pesach, he gets a Kedushas Aguf La Mizbeach. But Menachas and Esachim, when you do the Kedushas Peh, only gets the Kedushas Domim La Mizbeach. It doesn't get the Kedushas Aguf La Mizbeach till you put it in the Klishoris. When you put it in Klishoris, then it gets the Kedushas Aguf La Mizbeach. So here there's also a din. Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, they were Magdish them. So they had a Kedushas Peh, they were Magdish them, had a din of Hegdishan. But it doesn't have the Kedushas Klishoris till you do the Mashiachah. So then the Gemara had a tradition. After the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, if they want to make Kelim for the Bais Rishon, or in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's a question. What if Moshe Rabbeinu want to make more Kelim later on as backup Kelim? Can it be Mekadosh them or Mashiach, or only those original Kelim? I don't know, but in later generations, Mikan V'Elech, in later generations, it's Avodasa Mechan Chosam. It's not the Mashiach, it's not Mikadoshet. You need Dafka the Avodah. So that before you do the Avodah Rishayna, then the Mishnah says, if you make a new Mizbeach, Emechad Chosam Mizbeach Ala B'Tomet Shel Shachar. Make a new Menorah, Emechad Chosam Menorah Ala B'Hadlaka Bein Ha'Arbayim. So here, they made a Menorah, but it didn't have the Chinuch yet. Emechad Chosam Menorah Ala Hadlaka Bein Abayim. So Kolzman, it didn't. If they would do the Hadlaka Bein Abayim, it would be Boin Keachot. Avodosam Mechan Chosam, but it's not yet a Klisharis. Not a Klisharis, so how can you do the Hadlaka Samanera? So the Rishonim say it's Boin Keachas. You do the Avodah, and it gives it the status of Klisharis, and that makes it that it's considered an Avodah. It's a vicious cycle. Where do you begin? If it's not a Klisharis, yes, he didn't do the Avodah. So that's Boin Keachas. You do the Avodah and it gets the status of a Klisharis, and that's Avodas Mechan Chosam. Yeah, but Kozman, you didn't do the Chanukah Samanari yet. So it's not a Zman Kavua. It's not a carpenter Zman Kavua. After you're ready, you're Mechanach the Menorah, then you have to do Hadlaka every night. Then it's a carpenter Zman Kavua. Kozman, you didn't do the Chanukah Samanari. So you should do it the earliest opportunity. The first chance that you have, you should do the Chanukah Samanara. But you can't say that it's Zman Kavua to do the Hadlaka. It's not Zman Kavua. After you already did the Chanukah, then it's Zman Kavua to do the Hadlaka every night. But to do the Chanukah Samanara, that's not Zman Kavua. So that's the Pashtus. The first Hadlaka can't be done, Betumah. Not because you got to start off on the right leg. You can't start off on the left leg. That's what Darshanim say. But here it's a more than Derech HaDrush. More than that. For the Chanukah Samanara, that's not called the Zman HaKavua.
Okay, but there are two months,
are what kind of tumah could it possibly be? So Tosfos writes they're not sure what the tumah was. Was it that they had already the Tanaim at that time, towards the end of the Bais Sheni period? The story of the Chashmonaim is 210 years before the Churban Bais Sheni. So late in the Bais Sheni period, there were guys that Nochrim have a din of Tumah Zav. because they were afraid that the Nochrim had the practice of Mishkav Zachar. They're going to be machshel Jewish children. So they tell the children, don't have a shaychus, but the Nochri, it's not going to help. So you tell the kid, the Nochri is metame, he's a zav, so then the kids are going to be nizah, so that was in order to serve as a protection for the children. They shouldn't fall in with Mishkav Zachar. So Tosfos is not sure whether they already had this din, that the Nochrim are metame b'ziva, or that was maybe in later generations. If there's no such din, so what was the tumah? So Tosfos says there were dead bodies all over the place in the Beis Hamid. There was a mechama, so there were dead bodies. It was tumas neis. The Pri Chodosh comes to answer the kasha of the Chacham Tzvi. Why weren't they allowed to be madlik the menorah b'tumah? It's a korban shel zman kavua. So the Pri Chodosh, I think, answers only tumas neis is muta, and tumas zav is awesome. So that's based on the Mishnah Pesachim. When you have a Reif HaTzibur is Tomei, then you bring a Pesach HaBo B'tumah. If Yechidim less than 50% of the Tzibur is Tomei, Yechidim HaNitcha the Pesach Sheni. But if Reif HaTzibur is Tomei, you don't tell the Reif HaTzibur they should bring Pesach Sheni, they bring Pesach Rishon. So the Mishnah says, at Pesach HaBo B'tumah, only Tmei Mesim are allowed to eat. Lo Yochlim Menu Zavin and Zavis Nidus and Yoldas are not allowed to eat. So that's what the Rambam quotes from the Pri Chodesh answers. He thinks that the answer is like that day that Tosfos didn't like, that the Tumah was Tumas Zav, that they had already been going on the Nochrim, they have a din like a Zav, and the Tumah Zav is not Mutta B'tzibah. So the Achronim ask on the answer of the Pri Chodesh, what is he talking about? Tosfos says that there are two dinim. You can't be, if you're Tumah, you can't be Makor Karbonos, unless it's a Kavcha Zmana Kavua, and if the Shemin is Tomei, or the Solus is Tomei, he can't bring it in the state of Tuma. So if I'm Tomei, then Tosfos says it makes a difference, Tuma Yotza Migufa versus Tuma Smaga. If I became Tomei because I went to a funeral, because I touched a dead sheretz, because I touched the man who's a Zab, I touched the woman who's a Nida, so then that's Tuma Smaga. So Tosfos says, all Tuma Smaga is Mutabit Tzibur. The only thing that's not Mutar B'Tzibur is Tuma Yotza L'Migufoy. But he's talking about the Shemen. The Shemen became Tomei Maga Ha'azav. He treated the Nochem as a Zav. So the Shemen is Maga. The Shemen can't be a Zav. The Shemen is Maga Ha'azav. So Maga Ha'azav is Tumas Maga. So that's Mutar B'Tzibur. So what did the Pechadish say? What did the Pechadish give a Teretz? It's against what Tosfos said.
Maybe it's a spirit.
What?
Rokazav,
they spit into it.
Let's say they did that.
Also? So what's wrong?
Isn't that a Rokazav?
Okay, but still, the Shemen, I want to do the Hadlaka with the Shemen. So the Shemen is Maga, and Maga of the Rok. So the Maga of the Rok should also... What if you have a little Shemen with a little water mixed in? You have a little, someone spit into it? That should also be good. The Shemen is good. The Shemen should be good. So the Netziv writes in his commentary on the Hilta, they all jumped on the Pri Chodesh. He says, but that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't agree with that Tosfos. Everybody asks the Kash on the Chodesh, what is he talking about? Because this Tosfos appears in Kol HaBasar, and in Zvachim, and in other Mesichtas, that the difference is Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur, only Tumah is Maga, and Tumah Yatzal B'Gufa is not Mutah. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds even Maga HaZav is also not Mutah. Only Maga HaMeis is Mutah. So according to the Rambam, that's a good teretz. If one should assume that the Gzeira de Rabbanan, that Akum are treated like a Zav, had already been instituted, that's a historical question. Had it already been instituted or not? So if you say it had already been instituted, then the Shemim was telling me because of Maga HaZav, so Maga HaZav will not make all the Tzibur, according to the Rambam. The teretz of the Pi Chodesh is correct if you assume like the Rambam. Right.
Yeah, they were trying to answer on the Shemin, right? The Shemin doesn't need chinuch, right? Because the menorah needs a chinuch.
The menorah needs a chinuch.
Okay. So if the Shemin would be in the...
So you, if you have a Beis HaMikdash with a menorah...
...from a mashkin, I understand, what would be the problem? Why the question about the Shemin, and then if you have Shemin which is tamei, then you're doing chinuch on a new menorah?
Yeah.
And that new menorah comes tamei because of the Shemin?
No. You don't have to say the menorah became Tomei.
What?
When you have a menorah that has already been nischanech, then there's a chiyuv every night, zman kavua, to be madlik the menorah. If you weren't yet machanach the menorah, that's like I didn't make the menorah yet. I didn't manufacture it yet. So is that called zman kavua? I have to manufacture the menorah before tonight? There's no zman kavua. You have to build a beis hamikdash and make a menorah at the earliest available opportunity. But you can't call that zman kavua.
How are they connected to Shem and Hatar?
So the...
If you already have
a menorah that's nischanech and it's sitting where it belongs, then you have a chiyuv every night zman kavua to be madlik. So even if the shemen is tameh, it's zman kavua. But the first hadlaka is avedosa mechanchasam that makes it into a menorah. It didn't yet become a menorah, so the obligation to make a menorah and to be mechanachet, that's not zman kavua. There's no specific time. Vashteitzach itself understood the earliest available opportunity. You shouldn't waste time. But that's not the Lucheret, that's not called Zman HaKavua.
There's a problem when a coin is coming out of Kavua.
Yes.
So I guess maybe I'm just wondering around the same idea. So what's the problem when the Shem is coming? Even if it's...
There are two dinim. A coin is tummy, can't be makariv, and if the carbon is tummy, can't be makariv, unless it's a carbon shezman
kavua. Right, so the oil is like a carbon.
Oil is like the carbon, right? So mikra dinim should have been mutter. So that's what some answer. No, but before Chanukah Samenaira, there is no nightly chiyuv to be machanach the menaira. You should build a menaira, construct a menaira, be machanach it as soon as possible. But that's not called Zman HaKavua. After the first Hadlaka, then the next Hadlaka will be Mutta Betun. Then it will be, okay. Okay, there's a lot more to discuss. Next Chanukah. Tomorrow morning, we're supposed to be...